Everyone wants to live a fruitful life, but how do you ensure your life counts for something lasting? In today's episode, we explore Peter's powerful message about spiritual growth. He outlines a simple, guaranteed supplement program for believers to follow. These are not quick fixes, but qualities that build true character over time. And the best part? This program is for everyone, no matter where you are in your faith journey. Keep listening.
Well, today we sail into the book of 2 Peter. This letter written by the Apostle Peter came sometime after his first letter and, more significantly, just a short time before his execution by order of the Roman Empire. Now, as this second and final letter from Peter opens, we can tell that it's written to fellow Christians. Verse 1 says, "To those who have obtained a faith of equal standing with ours by the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ." In other words, this inspired letter from the first century is written not just to them, but to all of us who know Christ. Now, in verses 3 and 4, Peter reminds us of what God has done for those who've placed their faith in Christ. He writes here, "His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence." Now, this means that to know Christ as a believer is to not only be saved for heaven, but also equipped for life on earth. Peter writes here in verse 4 that we also become partakers of the divine nature. Now, beloved, that doesn't mean we become God or little gods, as some false teachers claim today. This simply means that we now have a new nature, a Christ-like nature. And this doesn't mean as well that we arrive at perfection. Well, just ask your spouse or children how that's working out for you. It means that we are now equipped to grow more like Christ. So Peter reminds us of these truths regarding what God has already done for us. And now what he's going to do is he's going to flip over the coin, so to speak, and begin to talk about what we can do for God. From verses 5 down to verse 11, we're given a list of qualities to add to our character. Peter puts it this way in verse 5, "Supplement your faith." That is, add these supplements, these character qualities, as you grow up in your faith. Now, I don't know about you, but the older I get, the more my doctor wants me to take vitamin supplements. I'm evidently not producing enough vitamin D, so I'm supposed to supplement my diet with a vitamin D pill, and I often forget it. Well, I've asked my doctor if I can supplement my diet with, you know, a Snickers candy bar or something better, and he will never agree. Evidently, there's no vitamin D in that, which is unfortunate. Well, Peter is saying here to supplement your Christianity with these qualities. Now, this isn't going to be easy, by the way. And let me tell you, there's a big difference between eating a candy bar and developing character. Well, that's a lifelong journey. Well, the list here begins at verse 5 with the word faith. In this context, it refers to your faithfulness, which is developed as you learn to trust the Lord. The next quality in verse 5 is virtue. This same word is translated excellence up in verse 3, and it refers to the moral purity of our Lord. Christ-like moral excellence or purity should be our personal goal. Next here in verse 6 is the supplement of knowledge. Well, this is practical knowledge that applies to life, and it comes here from God's Word. We are to be lifelong learners. There's always something to learn from the Bible, isn't there? Something we didn't know, something we can then apply to our own lives. Well, the next supplement here is self-control. This is self-discipline that battles sinful desires. Steadfastness comes next in the list. This refers to standing against pressure to conform to culture. This character quality then is followed by godliness, which is devotion to God. How counterculture is this? You're not going to get any help from your culture to develop these supplements. Well, the last two qualities here in verse 7 are brotherly affection and love. Well, these are the characteristics, again, that the world doesn't have. People in our world love themselves, but they don't have love for others, lest that person can respond in doing something for them. Now, as you think about this list of supplements, I don't want you to become discouraged. You're not going to add these qualities consistently and perfectly. Peter's not talking about perfection here. He's talking about progression. The question isn't whether or not you're doing this perfectly. The question is whether or not this is a priority. Well, Peter concludes this list with this wonderful guarantee. Verse 8, if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, beloved, when these virtues become your priority and you are intentionally applying them and each day attempting by the grace of God to grow in them, you're going to be fruitful in your life. Can you imagine a promise from anybody that literally guarantees an effective, fruitful life worth living? Well, I just read it. Here it is. A spiritual supplement program that guarantees a fruitful life. The good news is that no Christian is left out. This isn't a program here for the super spiritual Christians, you know, those especially gifted Christians, those dynamic Christians out there. No, this is for you and me, for run-of-the-mill Christians to work on this supplement program. We just need to add these supplements to our lives, and as we do this, we're guaranteed we're heading in the right direction. Now, along the way, what happens? Well, our sense of assurance is going to grow. Peter writes that here in verse 10, that this assures us of our calling and election. In other words, our desire to even pursue this supplement program increases our assurance that we belong to Christ and that there are future rewards for fruitful living when, as verse 11 says here, we enter into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, let me tell you, beloved, heaven is on Peter's mind here. He writes in verse 13, I think it right, as long as I am in this body, to stir you up by way of reminder, since I know that the putting off of my body will be soon. What Peter means is he knows it ain't going to be long before he dies a martyr's death for the name of Christ. Well, Peter's already had a taste of glory, hadn't he? Remember, he was on the Mount of Transfiguration. He saw the Lord, along with Elijah and Moses, robed in glory, brilliant light. Well, Peter writes here in verse 16, we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Well, on this Mount of Transfiguration that Peter's referring to here at that moment, so many Old Testament prophecies of the coming Messiah were fulfilled. What Peter calls here in verse 19, the prophetic word, it was confirmed by the word of the Father from heaven. He heard with his own ears the Father speaking, saying Jesus was his beloved Son. Well, those Old Testament prophecies, well, they did find their fulfillment in Jesus Christ. Remember, though, how Peter denied the Lord when under pressure to admit that he knew Jesus? Just a little pressure from a little servant girl, and Peter completely caved in. Well, now, as an older man writing here, there's no thought of denial. He now stands upon the truths of the majesty and deity of Jesus Christ. He knows he's about to die. But he also knows that a day is coming when the Lord will return. He calls it here in verse 19, the day dawning and the morning star rising. Well, until that happens, in the meantime, beloved, add to your life the supplements program here he's referring to, these supplements. Biblical knowledge and application are really not optional if we want to grow. They're essential because the Bible is God's inspired revelation to us. In fact, Peter explains here in verse 20, no prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation. Now, Peter isn't trying to shut down the men's Bible study or the ladies' Bible study. He's referring to the origin of Scripture. He's saying Scripture didn't come from some writer's original ideas or opinions. It didn't originate with them. It originated with God. And in case we missed that point, he repeats here in verse 21, for no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. The imagery is one of wind in the sails that move a ship along. Well, the Holy Spirit breathed God's message into the minds and hearts of these biblical authors over the course of 1,500 years, by the way, in several different languages. And yet, in the end, we have 66 completed books in perfect alignment, thematically, historically, theologically. This book, beloved, as you know, has been inspected more than any other book on the planet, and yet it stands proven true. It is alive. It is miraculously capable of changing us from the inside out as we put it into practice. Now, for Peter, it changed him from this self-confident failure into a courageous ambassador for Christ. Well, that's what we want to become. So let's add the supplement today, the supplements program, and become a little more like the Apostle Peter. Well, until we sail again, beloved, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
That was Stephen Davey, and this is The Wisdom Journey. Today's lesson is called A Supplement Program for Guaranteed Results. Spiritual growth doesn't happen by accident. Start today by adding these supplements and experience the blessings God promises to His faithful followers. Need prayer? We'd love to pray for you. Visit wisdomonline.org/prayer, fill out the form, and our team will pray for you by name. Let us know your needs. Then join us next time on this wisdom journey through the Bible.